This is Charlene Solomon, president of RW3 Culture Wizard. Today we start our series on developing a global mindset. In order to succeed in this global marketplace, you do need to develop a global mindset, and that's whether or not you ever leave your desk. So today we're going to start Culture Wizard's five-step global mindset model, and Sean DeBerk, Principal and Director of Learning at RW3 Culture Wizard, will go into detail on each step. The first step is recognizing your own cultural values and biases. The second step is getting to know your personality traits and really focusing in on curiosity. Step three is to learn workplace expectations of other countries and other cultures so that you have a deeper understanding. Step four is to build strong intercultural relationships. And the fifth step is to develop strategies to adjust and flex your style. So, Sean, thank you for sharing your insights with us. We really look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Thank you, Charlene. Happy to be here. Here at RW3, we define a global mindset as the ability to intuitively adjust to cultural signals that you observe in the workplace from people to avoid compromising your effectiveness when you're working across borders and across difference. I wanted to talk today about the critical first step that we can all take towards mastering a global mindset, which I can sum up in two words: know yourself, or in the archaic form, know thyself. And it's important to build towards a global mindset by truly understanding what you value, how your values are bound to your upbringing as a member of a specific cultural group, and how all of that leads to the workplace preferences and habits that you have formed. Now, each and every person grows up walking down their own unique individual path, and the act of remembering and recalling and exploring that path is a great way to get to know yourself in a holistic sense, but it is also an excellent way to appreciate that the people you work with have walked down their own unique paths and have unique life stories that inform a different set of expectations for how to be successful in a professional environment. So this first step is really a bridge between the introspective exercise of looking inward at what makes you a unique cultural being, and then looking outward at the people that you work with to appreciate and learn more about their perspectives. Now, to help you get a small dose of self-awareness right now during this podcast, you may recall a fish-out-of-water experience of your own. For example, when you traveled abroad for the first time and realized that, wow, why my way of life has, in fact, always been bound to the environment in which I was raised, or the culture or cultures that I identify with. And you don't need to travel far and away to realize that the ingredients that make you who you are deeply connected to your life experience. So here's a personal example. For me, I knew I was different from many of my friends growing up for a variety of reasons, because my father in particular immigrated to the U.S. from Germany. And I have lots of funny examples to show how my household was not the typical Southern California household that you might see in so many Hollywood films and TV shows. But in any case, my father specifically required that I always seek permission for anyone to come over. And then he would demand that my friends greet him when they arrived, as soon as they arrived, basically. And I realized over time that this was a cultural preference that he developed in a rather hierarchical German culture where this was simply good manners. But I had to take this one step further to really analyze what was going on underneath the surface. And it helped me to really understand how the home for many Germans, especially of my dad's era, was always a very private space, and the division between the private and public spheres was always very clearly marked and respected, and there were rules of engagement for crossing between public and private. So as a sign of respect, upon entering his house, let's put it in the possessive, his home, which again, very private space, only certain people could enter. It was important to him that he said hello to whoever I brought over and got to know these friends of mine that I was so keen on hanging out with. So I wasn't held to this standard in most of my friends' parents' homes, more typical, informal, sort of egalitarian, easygoing Southern California families that didn't really care what was going on so much in the same way that my father was. And I soon realized that what made me unique and what led to my value system and my worldview and even my preference today for a clear work-life balance, my view of power structures, I would say that I'm probably a bit more hierarchical and less egalitarian than many of my U.S. American counterparts. All of this is coming from the life experience of growing up with a person, my father, who was coming from a very different culture. So that culture transpired into my own kind of DNA, in a sense, my brain rather. And exploring these cultural differences and their origins really helped me develop a non-judgmental perspective on other people's behaviors. So professionals who leverage a global mindset are open to differences because they have less rigid views of what is appropriate and inappropriate, and generally are less likely to treat people from different cultures as inferior because they simply recognize that their own way of doing things, their own culture is unique. Everyone else has their own set of values and experiences. And all of this paves the way for much more creative and productive collaboration when you're working across difference or in a global environment. So you're probably wondering, how can I deepen my own sense of self-awareness? Now, the Culture Calculator is a self-assessment resource that we've developed here at RW3 to show you how your workplace values and preferences compare with other people and other national cultures so that you can get to know where value differences may negatively impact your ability to achieve your goals, along with lots of ideas and healthy tips for how to bridge those differences for success. And you get to measure yourself through a 40-item assessment across 8 dimensions of culture, like hierarchy, like communication, so you can start to see yourself in a more cultural way. So you can see how your values translate into a sort of language that describes your culture and your work style and the preferences that you carry with you and the assumptions that you carry with you when you enter a professional environment. And this knowledge, again, is just critical to not only knowing yourself, but to knowing the folks that matter, that you work with, and that you may have challenges with. Now, self-assessments in general are great at raising awareness for the sort of patterning in your brain, the preferences that come from your culture, or other psychological attributes that drive your behavior. And those personality traits are a feature of the global mindset that we're going to look at in the next podcast. But the other way that you can develop a nice, strong sense of who you are is to do a life map, to draw out a life map. It's a great way to get in touch, especially with the earlier, more formative parts of your life, your childhood, for example, by literally charting in an artistic, a visual way, the course of your life, pointing out all the things that you went through, the people that you met, the formative figures that taught you in school or influenced you outside of school, or the places that you went to, your parents, the traumatic experiences, the joyful experiences that you went through, and pinpointing how these moments formed your perspective on life, on yourself, on your relationships with other people, and eventually on the workplace. And creating this life map is often something we do in leadership development courses, but it's really, really helpful for anyone, anywhere, to connect back in time with the sort of experiences and people and ingredients that make you who you are today. And it really gives you a great sense for what makes you you, what makes you authentic. And all of this, again, paves the way to developing a greater sense for the world and the people that you work with. So I really do encourage you to pursue some of these introspective activities to get to know yourself. Hopefully you can get access to the Culture Calculator to assess yourself across those 8 dimensions that we teach here at RW3. And do try out the Life Map option as well, which you can have a lot of fun with your colleagues or even with your family members.